Okay, good evening, everybody. And tonight actually is Ur Liud Zayin. It's the 17th of Tammuz tonight, which means at the beginning of the 3 weeks. So I think it's actually a very appropriate time to be learning Ahavas Chesed. We know that from the main reasons that the structure of the temple happened and the Beis HaMikdash temple has never been rebuilt is because of a lack of Ahavas. Israel, lack of love amongst Jews, and it's typically easier to when people are your friends or people look like you, people act like you, to love them, but it's much harder to love Yidden when they're different than you, different backgrounds, cultures, points, agreements. Obviously, you have to love all Jews. Now, it doesn't mean you have to agree with everybody. But it doesn't mean you have to love everybody. A family is a family is a family. So learning about chesed, which you've been doing, is a reminder that we're all family. We are all mishpacha, whether you know a person intimately or you don't. I think I'll just start with, we discussed last week, the mitzvah, the concept of achnas orchim, welcoming guests. And this week we're continuing how to some specifics about it, but I think I've said this story before, but I'll just repeat it again. Many years ago in San Jose, it was probably 15 years ago approximately. I was on a flight coming back with my wife and my little kids at the time. Now some of them are a bit quite bigger. And one of them is married, Baruch Hashem. So, and there's a girl right across the aisle from me. I always get the aisle seat. If I, unless for whatever reason it changed flights, I get the aisle seat. I don't want to be stuck in the middle. I want to be stuck in the window. I need access to my swarm, which are above me. Switch around. I get the aisle seat. Fine. Across the aisle is a young lady. She looks somewhat observant and, flying, Baruch Hashem, San Jose, but it's not exactly the New York to Tel Aviv to Israel flight that you have so many from people on the flight. I set up a conversation with this young lady. She's a young lady. Turns out that she was of Russian background and had become just started an observant a few months earlier and was going back to her parents. Her parents were not observant and she was in college. So, things go on. So then I say to this girl, by the way, if you want to come sleep at our house for Shabbos and stay by us, you're more than welcome. So the girl stops for a second. And she's, and I'm with my wife, by the way, sitting right next to me. She says, stops for a second. And she says, if a few months ago, if a random person who I never met in my life would have invited me to come to sleep in his house with his wife and kids, I would have thought that's absolutely crazy. I don't even know. Me and a guy that played 20 minutes later, somebody come stay at my house. But she says, now that I'm hanging around religious Jews, I realize it's totally normal. It's a totally normal thing. You can meet a stranger. Now, again, I'm not talking about crazy, suspect, people who have to get concerned. You have to have a little bit of both concern. But it's totally normal to offer a person a ride, give somebody something. Again, a random person in the street, I had spoken to this girl, I knew who the rabbi she was studying with. It wasn't like I wasn't concerned, but we're all there together. Hachnasas Orechim, somebody needs a place to stay, somebody needs a place to eat. That is Hachnasas Orechim. If you would like to invite a friend or somebody else, that's a chesed, that's a good thing. It's very important to invest in relationships. People need good friends, that's an important thing. It's a smart thing to do. But it's not necessarily Hachnas Orchim. Now, if somebody has a sickly spouse or somebody, their air conditioner broke in their house, it's 95 degrees in Chicago today, right? And so your good friend loses their air conditioner, you invite him in, that's real Hachnas Orchim. That's serious Hachnas Orchim. But it means to put yourself out for others, right? That's what this is all about. And Hachnas Orchim in particular is a challenge because you're giving up your space. I once heard of Ray's wife, because she was in Miami Beach for many, many, many years. So he said that the Rambam's mashal Hachnas Orchim is the inviting guest is the greatest act of kindness. Why is inviting guests to greatest act of kindness, because you're giving up your personal space. Your little, you know, people at work, it's one thing, but their house is theirs. It's their, you know, people are very into, you know, good friends with good neighbors. You like your neighbor. You don't want them in your backyard. So, well, right? And you give that up for another person. So certainly, classes or orchim is a great thing to do always, but it's important that we, you know, we inculcate it now during the 3 weeks. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Hine ra'o ra'inu. We saw the previous chapter last week. Sha'atayra herchiva l'saper. Torah elaborates, talking about the great mitzvah of inviting guests to your home. B'inachas orchim shal Avraham Avinu, and elucidates Avraham Avinu in all of its details. Mashalo matzina, something we don't find. B'chol chalki ha-Torah, and other areas in the Torah. Shekayim Avraham Avinu. Shesipa b'der klal shekim kol ha-Torah. In other areas, it says, Avraham kept all the Torah. It says, for example, it says, Ekev, the Torah says, Ekev asher shama, Avraham's children were why? Ekev asher shama, Avraham b'koili, v'yishmor mishmarti, mitzvahs, excuse me, mitzvahs ha-chukaisa ha-sarasa, my mitzvah, chukasa, my the commandments, the mitzvahs, which are, you know, ordinances, which you don't understand the reasons, the Torah, Avraham kept it all the details of Torah. Nothing in specific, just a generality. Avraham was careful in all areas of Torah. The Ilu, but by Hachnasus Orachim, when the Torah elaborates upon Avraham's inviting guests, welcoming guests, which is also in the mitzvahs of Alach, the Mizrachov, to go in the way of Hashem, Shehu ligma chesed, which is to act kind, ulahaytid lizul also, and to help another person. Now, when I offered this girl to my house, you know, I didn't just offer her to eat and sleep. I knew she's, you know, just newly religious. I wanted to, and she's going into her parents, or we're not. It's not an easy situation for anybody. So I thought about her religious aspects of her life and her development. Right, I've had many people in my house over the years, and you see, like at the beginning. My wife had a partner in Torah when I was in Philadelphia. But the first time she came, she was totally, you know, jeans. She was wearing a skirt. She, totally from a religious background. You know, and over the 3 years we lived in Philadelphia, and she became totally observant. Her family started becoming totally observant. Now they're living in Yerushalayim and in Lakewood. This is, you know, more than 20 years later. But you know, you're helping a person. Sometimes people need an ear to listen to, or a friendly smile, or a good meal. Right? It's helping a person. People when they come to visit a place to eat alone is sad. Right? People's religiosity, Torah is improved by this. Their emotional health is improved. It's not sings mirrors all by herself. It's very sad. Or to stay somewhere, people's physical health is affected by this. You help, you're doing acts of kindness and helping another person. So Torah elaborates. It doesn't just say Avraham Dirachas Orachim. It elaborates on this. Shmami, now we learn from here, Shekavanas Torah. Why does Torah elaborate on this? Is Lahiras Lanu Lilmur Ma'avinu Hazakim. Ech Lesnagim Orachim. We should learn from Avraham Avinu. From Avraham. How to act, how to conduct ourselves with guests. The Alkain near Lilakim in a parsha, therefore says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm gonna take some selections of this parsha which are pertinent, which are nogea to you and I. Hine b'tchilas parsha, in the beginning of the parsha, Sipur lanu ha-Torah, the Torah elaborates, Eich shu haya adayin choyle, right? Avraham Avinu is sick in the beginning of the parsha v'era. Is sick from having a milah. He's an elderly man, right? How old is Avraham Avinu? He's 99 years old. He's having a bris milah. So Avraham Avinu is 99 years old. He has a bris milah. The afapiken hayayoshev pesach oil, and he's sitting in a hot day, burning hot day. Torah says it was extraordinarily hot. Now, I was outside today. It was 95 with a real feel of 105. Okay. was really, Baruch Hashem, good health. It was really hot. Now, people were not, the streets were a little bit empty, actually. I imagine Avraham Avinu was an even hotter temperature. The third day after having a bris, when he's physically weak and in a very old age, people, no air conditioning in that tent, right? In the desert, in that area, in the, and the Torah says he's sitting there waiting as a chayav al pikan yaisa pesachayal beisachom. He's waiting there while it's hot. Now we know Avraham Avinu put his tent, lived near the crossroads. And in fact, when stone would get destroyed, he would move because there's no more guests. There are no more travelers in that area. He specifically put in an area where there's to be traveled. But that day was so hot, no one's traveling. It was a danger to travel. And he's sitting there waiting, maybe Ula Yira Mirachok, Ezo Oyra Vishav Yechazesim, maybe somebody's coming, needs something. Wakes up in the morning, he thinks, how can I help another person? Not like most people think, well, what can I have for coffee? Flavored coffee. You know, we can't read my newspaper. I'm not so stupid to read the New York Times, to read fake news. So I'll read whatever. But that paper is literally gonna, anyone involved with that, I've destructive morally on every level. So he's sitting there waiting. They're thinking about another person. Most people think about their physical health. They gotta recuperate. They need, people when they're sick, it's actually a mitzvah to take care of yourself. You gotta get better. You gotta get healthy. And I was obligated in that. But he's not thinking about that. That's not his overarching thing. He's thinking, how can I help another person? And, he has his wife and kids around him. He has people, his household around him. But usually there are people traveling the roads. Now it's a burning hot day. No one's out there. He's sitting there waiting. Where is somebody that can help? And after some period of time, he sees some people coming his way. Rots across him. He gets up. Now, by the way, we know that he's not sitting there playing mahjong. He's not looking, scrolling down his phone. He's sitting there talking to Hashem. He's sitting there talking to Rabbi Shalom. We could say it's pretty impressive, pretty profound, pretty hailing. But he still wants to help Hashem's children, Basar Adam, right? Hashem's creations, that's not Jews. People create the image of Hashem, right? So he sees that he gets up as an element, says Hashem, hold, rots across him. Nishtakta v'chalim, and he welcomes him. Not mishkishmak. V'yidabalim dvarim rakim. He asks dvarim rakim. Recently somebody asked me to go to some communal event. I had to go for a few minutes. I was not planning to stay there. And it's like I'm walking and people ask you, come to your event, they should give you a very royal welcome. Like you're doing them a favor. I mean, somebody asks you to come to something, they should be very royal. Thank you for coming. Now here, they didn't ask him. He's doing them a favor. Most normal people in the middle of the desert, there's no order of food. They see a person, wow. Offers them, this guy's a tzaddik. What unbelievable! How lucky we are. But Avram is like, he's thinking, oh please, could you come to my house? It'd be my honor. What can I do for you? Well, you chalakhez beis. So, Avram shem adrigas lekaim ofenzeh. The chotzchan brings in brackets. Most people aren't going to go when they're sick, looking and begging guests to come to their house, right? Especially in this case, the guests really need you. It's not like you. They should be coming to your knocking at their, please, 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 can we have some water? Maybe a hot meal, some food, relax in a place that's on 115, 25 degrees, whatever outside, and we're boiling, maybe we can just relax and cool off in your house, in your tent. He says, most people are not going to do this. But the point is, look after your guests. When people come to your house, oh, the only reason why they're staying in my house is because Baruch Be'er has a bar mitzvah and cousin Itchy's coming in from Denver, Colorado. So, you know, you're hosting because you're doing Baruch Bear a favor and hosting Cousin Itchy from Denver, Colorado. So, okay, you'll be welcoming her. Like, you're not, it's not the guest, really. I'm serious. It's not the guest. You're saying yes to Baruch Bear. You're saying yes to Brian, your friend from Shoal, whoever it is. So you think, I'm doing Brian a favor. The guest, okay, they're coming for Denver. I'm really doing them a favor. So no, you got to make them feel so geschmack to be in your house. So happy. How lucky you are you have guests. Now imagine if your guest happened to be, Michael Bloomberg. Whatever your politics, you like Michael Bloomberg, is a billionaire worth billions of dollars. It must be interesting how you would be thrilled to have Michael Bloomberg. I'm not even talking about Gadol. You have Reb Chaim Kanievsky or Moshe Feinstein come to. I'm not talking there. I'm not going that far. Hey, if I'm a Jewish guy who doesn't know too much, he has a lot of money, Michael Bloomberg comes to your house, you'd be thrilled. Right? You'll be taking care of it. What's his name? Mark Brin. Or Sergey Zuckerberg. You know, these guys come to your house. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Yeah. I'm good friends with Baruch Bear. Happy to have you. Thank you. Yeah. Your room's down there. Sergey Brin comes to your house. Sergey! It's good job security. If he likes you, you never know. You know? What can I get for you? What an honor. So happy to have you. Well, this is great. You would be excited. You told your friends. I had Sergey Brin. Michael Bloomberg came to my house. They're not Tommy. They're coming. They have money. I should give them money. All of a sudden, how fantastic. Right? What's his name? Mark Spielberg, right? It's television shows, right? Steven. Right? Steven Spielberg comes to your house. You think it's so cool. How can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. Right? People would be excited. They would tell everybody. They would treat him. You wouldn't just say, oh, Baruch Bear asked me, how's your mom? Very happy. Right? And I see your room's down there. It would be like, no, you can't do that. Jump for joy. You have some kind of celebrity at your house. So you got to treat everybody like a celebrity. Everybody like a billionaire, multi-billionaire. That's the Chavetz Chaim. Because you could benefit, right? Yeah, anyone that comes to your house, you are benefiting, by the way. But you have to appreciate that. How lucky I am. Achar kach, sipul in a kach. So tamar aham avinu. Ech shar mevinu tziva achar mayim. Get the mortar, they should wash their feet. Their feet were dirty. They had traveled for miles and miles and miles. We know Kabbalists also, the Drushim say, Kabbalistic also, he was purifying them from any idolatry. And he's been on a pshuto level, a simple level. Their feet are filthy, dirty. So he's considering, get them water to get all the dirt and all of the dust. They didn't have paved roads and stuff exactly like today. Travel through the desert was really challenging. The Chavetz Chaim saw in those days when they didn't have indoor plumbing. I just say for the day before indoor plumbing, essentially, that besides food and drink, you have to give them water to bathe themselves. I have a guest coming. I get them water. By the way, that was easier said than done in those days because. You have to actually draw the water, which is, Rivka gets her shidduch al Yitzchak, Achar kach bikash Avraham Avinu lo orachem. Afterwards, Avraham Avinu asked the guests, shu'toich kach shi'achlam eizu davar le'achol. He said, prepare this food. Please relax by the trees. Ki sham toiv, it's good, it's shady there. He gives him his best couch to taste, most comfortable part of the house. Relax. Probably traveling for days. Take care of yourself. Mizen milman. Here we learn. Shetem sheachir la'erech la'achol. Before you give the guest to eat. If they're coming from traveling, continue to clean up, you know, wash up, relax a few minutes, right? People come off the plane, let's say, they're coming from Baltimore to San Jose, and it was a long flight, and they didn't just come from Baltimore, they had to wake up early, and they traveled, and they're elderly, and it gives them time to relax, wash up, take a few minutes. Even if you know they're supposed to eat by that night, give them, you know, Gamis Bainan Armavina Shain Ratsil is Acher Etzlo Ulahatriach Oyso. He did it himself. He didn't want to bother other people. Now, there's a footnote here which I'm going to come back to on this footnote afterwards when it finishes the paragraph. Al Ken Amr Echa Paslachem Acher Tavara. I'm going to go get this for you. I'm going to get the Paslachem. Right? He tells him to give you this, and then he's, I'm just give you some bread right away. Because they weren't, you know, planning to stay. But after that, what happens is Asa Su'uda Shlema L'Chvaydam. He makes a whole big Su'uda. Kederach HaTzadikim, the Tzadik says, hey, come in, I'll give you a coffee, and, you know, whatever. He makes them a chasin meal, a wedding meal, a stunning meal. For Oifer Nasiyas HaSu'uda, HaYisub HaOysu, the way he did this su'uda, this meal, was in the best possible way. He did it quickly, he didn't try to make them wait. Kama Kama Shatikim, Amti V'Ati Kameo V'Atzvo, he himself served them, poured the food. Again, he's 99 years old, he had just had a bris. He was waiting by the door on a boiling hot day. I walked outside, I was sweating in 2 seconds. Right? It was schmaltzy today. It was a hot day. Right? I still walked, but. And he's feeding them and drinking. Because no one had all of them from Avinu. All this we should learn from Avinu, how to act with guests. In Yachal Bechol Advarim. And let's say you're not able to do all this, something is for sure valuable. Everything counts. Ken gam nuchaloma misham. We see also the chanach adam gam bar lemitzvazu, which teach your children. Kamosha kasev, the Torah says, v'yitin al anar. He gave to the nar. Who's nar now? Yitzchak was not alive yet. It was Yishmol. The Yishmol, he went to the chanach and mitzvahs to how is how you welcome a guest to your house. You welcome a guest. There's a way you do it. Everyone who's coming is that celebrity, that billionaire, and you're so excited to have them. They're doing you the biggest favor. In the footnote, it says, "Ve'ga'agam ne'mar." I want to just tell you what it says in the Talmud about Metzia. Komasha asa Avram Avinu. Whatever Avram Avinu did, the Malachim Batz. We know that these three get these people. The look to be Bedouins were actually angels. That's not for right now. But everything Avram Avinu did to the Talmud says in Malachim. Whatever Avram did directly by himself, Hashem did directly for us. Whatever Avram did ayyid shliach through a messenger, through he asked so and so, please get the guests. Ashakash Baruch Levanav shliach, Hashem did for us through an intermediary, through a messenger. For example, Vel HaBakar Ratz Avram. For Avram ran to the cattle to richly slaughter the cattle to serve. And the Hashem gave a ruach and got brought them fowl in the desert from the sea. Avram took himself butter and milk for the guests. In that marriage, Hashem gave bread, man from Shemayim. Right, as he stood over the guests to take care of them. Hini oyme lefanecha shamal tzor Hashem says, "Oh, what's the word about tzor? Yugachna matmai mikisa." Right. So here he says, "You should take." He didn't. Avram Avinu didn't get the water. He says, "You should take some water. You tell someone to get water." Mikisa tzor. So there, where they needed water in the desert, Hashem tells Moshe, "Hit the rock." Hashem didn't give the word directly. Hashem tells Moshe hit the rock. Frek the Chavetz Chaim. Ask the author, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chiv Mishopam Achaz, because Avram Avinu one time says, take a little water. Sarech lasis mayim. We know there were 60 myriads, or 600,000 men alone in the desert when we left Egypt, 3 million people approximately. So for 40 years, right? 40 years, it has to be, you get water. I'm gonna give you a little water. We got water in the desert for 40 years. Because Avram gives milk and butter. Hashem gives millions of Jews the month in the desert for 40 years. All these things. Shurach bechasal shakarish baruch hu. Why? What does it mean that we're relying on Avram Avinu? Well, the emes nechem, the truth says the Chabad Chaim, it makes a lot of sense. The Avram, it wasn't a one-time thing he did it. It's not only these three guests came and they just all of a sudden acted worried. Kim kol yomei chayav. The way he treated the guests away, that is the way Avram Avinu lived for many, 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 many decades. His whole life was like that. That's how he treated all people, not just the Bedouins who happened to be Malachim, but anyone who came in his orbit. What can I do for them? How can I honor them? How can I help them? And I will do it. That's not, these are just examples of his life. That's what he did with guests. We know that the Talmud says he, so to speak, opened the hotel, a motel for everybody. Run after guests. When he had guests, he brought them into his house. People who didn't usually have a good meal of bread or meat, he gave it. They gave him wine. It wasn't like just the dignitaries gave it. He treated everybody like a dignitary. He actually put signs. So like, you know, I was two Shabbos ago in Detroit. Drive by, and it says Chicago, 369 miles away. You know, like signs, there's rest signs, or get gas, or whatever. So I'm going to put signs. 4 miles to the house of Avraham Avinu where 400 drinks will be served. Like, on the road, people will know to go. Now, 16 miles, make a right, then a left, and then come down. You're very welcome to come, everyone. You know, we welcome all. I mean, put signs to welcome, you know, to tell people. And he also, he put places, by those places, food and drink. Right? For people who may not have. They have to have food and drink in the way. Should be food and drink there. Anyone who came in, he got them to say brachas. Right? Right? And everyone shall right? He didn't just give him food, he gave him a little spirituality. It's coming from, so, you know, we have a Shabbos meal. Every day by Avraham Avinu was Shabbos plus. His meals were Torah. It's Hashem, of course. He spoke to the guests at their level. Got them to think about things they never thought about. We gave them spiritual food. Ayin Sham, this is all there in the Gemara and Saita. El de komoko, haya yachol mis adiliton, she'el Hashem avar kol teskar tov, ke'av shem akshol shol tov el moed, mikomoko, So they're all, the Avram was surrounded by idolaters. Who in the world was coming to his house? These were not Yidden from Bnei Brak, right? These were not upstanding citizens of the world. They were the Avodah Zarah Mamish. Idolaters, and not just idolaters. The ones who were coming from stone and stone and so on were wicked people. Really wicked people. They were from the most wicked people to ever live. We know this brings the brackets over here. V'chol shepir sharashi, the Yisra Misham Avram, Arts HaNegev, who Misham Sharach, Harvo Krochem, Pasach Avram Misham, that Avram leaves the area near stone when stone is destroyed because nobody's traveling by anymore. So many of the guests that came to the house of Avraham Avinu were the ones with purple hair and nose rings and tattoos on their eyes And they were wicked people. Not that else, not today, these people are just losers, to be honest. But these are stone were rebelled against Hashem. They made a whole law system exactly to which was corrupt to the core. And that to Avraham Avinu, those are the guests that are coming through. So he said very few people became religious. I guess always in Kiruv, I invite people to the house, I make efforts. And what's the percent? So Avraham Avinu also didn't have such a great percent. You know, he tried to get people to take care of them physically and spiritually. And very few people transformed. Look what happened to Sodom. Ma'asekash Baruch Hu, Hizmin lo b'toruch ha'knas ha'orachim sholi yikiri kol nevom sholom. So Hashem then gives Avraham these three malachim, these three angels, right? It's everybody. So in this case, he took care of the time that means that this is, well, you took care of people who are wicked people. Now, on a Kabbalistic level, of course, it's not a full contention, but it's not a contention. You didn't help the people, right, who are going to bring good to the world. So Avram gets Malachim, and then he treats him exactly in the same way. And that way, his act was good, and the result of his act was good. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to take care of everyone like Avraham Avinu. In fact, Avraham Avinu's his chesed was so great because he looked at everybody. He looked at the pluses in everyone and how he could help everybody. Bim Ken, of course, Avraham Avinu knew Sodom. There's all kinds of Gemaras how Avraham Avinu fought against Sodom, you know, spiritually. But in Chilek, but here he took care of everybody and he ends up taking care of these Malachim. And he paid Aram for all the future generations for the way he treated these malachim that day, because it was the highest level of chesed. He took care of angels itself. Okay, what comes out from this, which is the important thing, which the Chabad Chaim stresses, is to me, shehurgol lasos toiv vechesed ba'olam. If you accustom yourself to do good and kindness, we wake up in the morning. We may not be as good as Avraham Avinu, but we come from Avraham Avinu. Our blood, our spiritual DNA is Avraham Avinu. We look at the world, how I can do goodness and kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'as Min Lo, Hashem will give you opportunities to merit great this world and an eternal next world. When you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, what can I do to help others? Physically, spiritually, emotionally. It's not about my coffee and my eggs and my crispy bagel and my crumpled newspaper or my mint condition or my relaxed time or my all-important jog. Those are all fine things, by the way. It's what can I do for other people? Hashem will give you those opportunities. Right? And the more we do it ourselves, we don't delegate, we want the opportunities, the more the reward is. Because Nechel Masham Reidiv Tztaka V'chesed, we should chase after. The Pasuk says, trace after charity and acts of kindness, you will find yimsa chayim, life in this world, eternal life. Stuck up a cover. You end up getting the more you run after Hashem will give you more and more mitzvah, right? And He will give you the people. You make the effort to do kiruv on people, you're going to get the person. You know, change lives, change yourself in the process. Va'yedeiz, as the Gemara says, you have chayim and kavod. You'll have the life. You'll have the honor. You'll have the zchusim, and it will be a merit for a person in this world. Actually, the truth of this chapter goes on, but it's late. I think I'm going to split this chapter in half, and we'll continue next because it's late. But as I started, I'm going to just finish. We are in the 3 weeks. We're actually living in crazy times. It's really, there's a lot to say. I mean, to me, I'm bothered by all the false narratives in the world. Actually, it's a little bit of a comfort. We know the Mashiach comes when MS and Adderis, when the truth is like hidden and buried, because it's so false that when truth comes, it'll just knock it all down. that we live in such sheker, such a world, and it's a dangerous world. All these anti-Semitic narratives, all the DSA, the whole Weltanschauung is like stoim, mamish stoim on every level, right? But it's dangerous, and we live in concerning times. You know, Baruch Hashem right now, nothing, but all these trends are very concerning, very concerning. We need to be Avraham Avinu's, right? We have to wake up and say, how are we going to change the world? Obviously, stay strong who we are, which is not a discussion tonight. You know, to have clarity of Torah, of that's truth, of MS. But to be kind people. It's kind to everybody, but certainly kind to the colleagues of the Jewish people. Kind to everybody. Everyone, Avraham Avinu was kind to everybody. Look to help everybody. You know, just when you drive, you let people go through. You don't beep at them, right? You know, unless they're going out, driving at you, then beep really, really loud, right? But look, wake up in the morning. It's not about the coffee and the bagels and the comforts of the world. Those are all fine things. So what we can do for others, if we do that, we'll be mizaycha to be part of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We should see that very speedily. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up next week with the rest of this chapter.